Here's a thought I'll title, You Can't See It All the First Time. One of the favorite pastimes I have for my photography is to just pick a road and drive down it. A random road. A road I've never been down before. Just to see what's there and to see what I might be able to photograph. And the ideal roads are either dirt roads or isolated roads where I can travel 15, 20 miles an hour, just crawling along, looking for interesting things by the side of the road to photograph. But there's an interesting thing that happens when you drive down a road, or at least happens to me, is that I will pick out certain things to look at based on the light, based on the potential composition, based on the subject and how interesting it is. But as long as my attention is focused on that, there's all the rest of the stuff that's in my field of view that I don't pay attention to. And I've learned over the years that one of the best things I can do is drive down the same road twice, or maybe three or four times. Different times of day, different kinds of light, I'm in a different mood, sometimes different season. But in particular, the thought I'm having today is, I've found it incredibly useful to just drive down the same road twice right in a row. Make a loop out of whatever I'm driving. And as soon as I've completed the first loop, just turn right around and do it again. Even though that loop may only be 30 minutes or an hour long, 30 minutes or an hour can make a tremendous amount of difference in terms of the weather or the light or my mood. And the things that I saw the first time, the interesting rocks, the interesting trees, the interesting potential compositions, those things are still there. But the second time around, I sometimes don't see them. Or I've already seen them, so I don't pay attention to them the second time because I'm busy looking at something else. That second trip, or sometimes third or fourth, can show me new things that I didn't see the first time around. And the more I think about this, the more ridiculous it gets to think that we can see it all the first time around. It's just not possible. That's not the way our brains work. That's not the way our attention works. And of course, with a shift of light or a shift of weather, things can change radically to the point where you may not even recognize them, even though we were looking at them just an hour or two ago. This has become such a habit for me that now I look for loop roads that I can cover a couple of times in a day or a couple of times in a half day, so that maybe I see a certain kind of light in the morning and a completely different kind of light in the afternoon. I guess this is really no more complicated than the reality that when we look, we will probably see one thing at a time. And if we're seeing one thing, even if we're seeing it very well and it becomes a beautiful photograph, there's lots of other things that we didn't see that were excluded because we were so focused on what we did see the first time around. So giving ourselves a second or a third or a fourth chance is a pretty good strategy. A pretty safe bet that it will lead to some interesting photographs. And then, of course, there's the simple idea that if we found interesting things to photograph in the first pass, because the subject was right, the landscape was right, the light was right, our receptivity was right, doesn't it make sense that that's likely to repeat during the second loop? If we liked the subject the first loop, we're probably going to like it the second loop. So if you've never done it, might I suggest an experiment? Find a loop to drive. Drive it twice, photographing both times, and see if you get different photographs on the second loop than you did on the first. And maybe even better images, because the first time it's all so new, you may not even know what to look for, which maybe is the whole reason to do more than one loop. The first loop is reconnaissance with an occasional photograph, and the second loop is working the subject a little more deeply.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.